The GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Special GAA program for you tonight, and actually we're here until 9:30 because we've got a Donegal County Final special. Donegal's the senior championship final is on Sunday, and it's Squidore and Neve Connell, and I can say both clubs are very well represented here in studio with me tonight. We've also look ahead to the reserve championship final here in Donegal as well. We'll be talking to Paul McGovern of St. Junan's later, and we'll be also be joined by Christy Gillespie, a member of the Kilcar 1993 Donegal championship team. Christy will be recalling Kilcar's great victory over their neighbours Killybegs in that 93 final later in the programme as well. We have Michael McMullen of the County Derry Post and Alan Rogers of the Ulster Herald to join us a little bit later as well to discuss, to look forward to their county final meetings in Derry of Lavey, who are back in the frame after quite some time. They take on Owen Rose from Coleraine, more recent winners of the Derry Senior Championship. And in Tyrone, it's Coal Island and Killyclaher who meet in the decider. All those games on Sunday, and what is a bumper weekend of Gaelic games activity. But as with the Donegal final, we're going to concentrate most of our focus tonight, and I'm delighted to see him joined here in studio by Moira Graham, the chairperson of the Gwydor Club, our secretary Eamon McBride, a long-term official and a former Gwydor player, and I'm joined by Martin Shankey Smith, the chairman of Neve Connell, and former chairman and player and Donegal County player as well, Daniel McGeehan. A very good night to you all. Everybody looking well, and I have to say, a pity we haven't got television cameras, because they're really, it's where there was a love-in going on here, because it's Daniel McGeehan, Eamon McBride, Moira Graham and Martin Shankey Smith split up right beside of each other here as well. So though I do notice the two Gwydor people are in the middle, so I'm not sure what's that about that, so we'll have to keep an eye out for that. Anyway, Moira, we're going to start with you. Tell me, what's it like in Gwydor this week?
Absolutely buzzing, thank God. But it has been for the last 5 or 6 weeks. And it's just a great occasion. Obviously, the club being the hub of the community, and it's a great occasion, and hopefully it'll be great celebrations, no doubt. And,
everybody thinks they're going to win anyway. The raging hot favourites really have been the forum team. Eamon McBride shaking his head, but obviously it's been a couple of years, and it's been 12 years, I think, since you last won.
2006, and the famous Stephen Cassidy goal. But I suspect we will be celebrating, and we'll certainly do it in style.
But big interest in the parish.
Absolutely, and it would be in every parish, obviously. That's what the GAA is all about. The community and the fostering and nurturing of our games and promoting of the games, and this is just another event, and obviously one that we welcome. And that anybody would like to have, but it's the success.
And you're creating
of the
a little bit of history on Sunday as well, aren't you? Or this weekend, so they say anyway, aren't you? First lady, chairperson of a club that in a county final here in Donegal, I think. Anyway, I'm not sure if it's.
Well, now I don't think that'll have much bearing on what's happening on the field. Thank God. This is all down to the lads and their backroom team and. And years of preparation going back, the parents and sponsors and supporters and everything to do with the club. That's basically what it's all about. It's not about who's exactly.
And obviously, as we said, 2006, 12 years, a great appetite for success as well, given Gwydor's great tradition.
Oh, well, yes, the tradition goes back to the, Eamon will help me out here now, so the 40s and 50s.
30s and 40s, yeah.
30s and 40s, and we're going back that far. Yeah. But anyway, there was always a great tradition. But, this is just the senior, and when I say just the senior, this is obviously the senior, and, this is the pinnacle, and this is what people aim for. However, we've had quite a bit of success at underage over the last number of years, and that in no small way has contributed to where where we're at right now.
Obviously, and we'll talk about Tom Bo Gillespie and people like that later on, who have put in a lot of work on Paddy McGinley down the years. Martin Shankey-Smith, it's becoming a regular occurrence for Glenties. There must be great competition at the AGMs every year for the chairman's job, given the success you're enjoying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fantastic, yeah. You get fierce competition, all right. You put your hand up, you get a job. It's simple, like every club.
Yeah. Well, this is 4 and 5 years, isn't it?
Finally? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's and we have two teams again in the final on Sunday, which is a fantastic achievement
for the second year in a row.
For the second year in a row, it's absolutely fantastic, and it's a credit to the players and their families, and you know, and everybody in the community. That the GAA is just the lifeblood of our community, like, you know, and we put an awful lot of effort into it, and it's. Thank God it's paying off on the field.
Yeah, because the reserves are the defending champions as well.
Yes, we're defending champions, and it's been a great year. Great bunch of lads, all work hard, dedicated, and there's hopefully they'll get over the line on Sunday again, mm-hmm. and we can do it.
Yeah, and of course, I was speaking to Martin Regan at the press last week. You've won 3, so this is what, 6 finals since 2007 finals. Yeah. So they want to make it. Four wins rather than 4 defeats.
Hopefully, yeah. We've this would be our 7th final. Some of the guys
since
2005, a number of lads have played in them all. So let's hope we can make it 4 out of 7. Like, you know, hopefully, dear God.
Is it taken a little bit more casually? I was speaking to Owen Wade as well last week, and he was saying in 2005 when they made the breakthrough first, the sheep were painted, the cows weren't milked, and things like that.
Yeah, you're probably right. Like, you know, it gets when in the first year is absolutely without a doubt the greatest one. Like, you know, and the fact that we've been there now for the last number of years, but it's still huge important to us, because that's why we put on the boots for in the first place, is to get to county finals. Yeah. You know, that's what every young fella strives to when he togs out for us. That's we're looking at this day for every player to get to a senior county final or a senior reserve final. And try and win it, and that's the aim of everybody in the club and in the parish. That's what we set out to do at the beginning of the year.
That's the voice of Martin Shankey-Smith. He's chairman of the Neave Connell Club. Of course, they're playing Gweedore in an eagerly awaited Donegal Senior Championship final on Sunday. That game is in McCool Park, 4 o'clock throw-in. You'll have live commentary here on Highland Radio with Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh. Martin Daniel McGeehan, Martin was saying there that you're enjoying your great run of success, you know, since 2005 when you made the big breakthrough. It wasn't always like that, was it, in Glenties?
Not at all, no, it was not. Our club was founded in 1921, and okay, they got into finals in 22 and 23, I think it was, but they were narrowly beaten. They had another final somewhere in the 30s, and then they had a final actually against Gweedore 1941. They lost that by a point, so there's a bit of vengeance to be meted out there somewhere. Then the next final, then there was no final then until 1965, where we were beaten by
St. Joseph's in a replay, was it?
A replay, yeah.
Point again, was it, or something?
Yeah, well, 2 points, I think, maybe.
What's your recollection of that? Because you were only a small boy at that stage. Well,
no, I was not.
Were you playing?
I'll tell you, I actually played on that team, believe it or not. I was a student up in St. Eunan's, and Willie McNeil is the regular goalkeeper, got married, so I'd played against Dunloe, your former club, or maybe still your club, in Glenties, and we beat them very much against, we wouldn't have been reckoned at all because we were quite a young team. Then we played, beat a team called St. Pat's, and we progressed to the final. But I wasn't even at those matches because I wasn't allowed out of the college. That's the way things were. That's the way things were in those times. But that was a very, very sore blow. That was a young team, and at that, emigration hit it big time after that.
Who was on that team? Remind us, who was?
Leo McAloon, Frankie Campbell, Terence Craig, Patrick Boner, Conor the Butcher, Pat Conan, all that, Connie Maguire here in town, and all that. That was a very,
and
very
that went to a replay, did it?
That went to a replay, yeah. Joseph's got a free in the last kick of the game.
Yeah, and that was the St. Joseph's combination of Eru and Bundoran.
Bundoran, O'Carroll and McShea, Michael McAloon, all that.
Michael Brannan. Brian McAniff.
They were a good team, as was the Glenties team at that time. Yeah. But unfortunately, emigration took its toll.
And then you mentioned 1941. Now you weren't around in 41, but
no.
you have a fair idea of the team that played then.
Yeah,
you know, give us maybe an idea.
Well, there's no connection to the existing team. You have there's two McDyers mentioned, of course, the famous Columba McDyer, and Brendan McDyer, who was a brother of Columba's. Now, Columba's wife Peggy still lives in Glenties.
Yeah.
And she still keeps a good eye. She's a Mayo woman, and she keeps a great eye on both Mayo, Donegal, and Niamh Connell.
Right.
And Paddy McDyer was a teacher, and he was a primary school teacher. He did play with Glenties, and then there was Colm, James, they played with Glenties. And I think that was, they all played with Glenties, so they did.
Yeah. And Eamon McBride, thank you for joining us tonight. Tell me, Eamon, obviously, I think you missed out on 61. You were still a young boy, but you recollect when 61 and those years when Gador were on top. You heard great tales, I'm sure, about them.
I heard great tales about the Gador team in the 40s and 50s. I was at the 61 final, actually. I have memories of being at that final. The first game I think I was taken to was the minor final, which I think was played in Glenties in 58. Gador beat Hardara. All I have is what of proof of that. I have no other proof that I was there, but I remember well being in Letterkenny in 61, the great Gador team that we had, great players like Carmichael Brosnan, Tony Big McBride, Neely, Felix, Jackie Kyle and all them, Pat Andy, Eamon McGillney, they all played in that team in 61. Then in the 60s, the same players were playing the Brosnans through the 60s, and we came up against that strong McCool's team. Josephs came along, and they were there for about 12 years. And as I said, the great players that we had, the three Brosnans played for Donegal in 63, two of them in a senior final and one in a minor final. The nucleus was there of great players, but just we weren't.
Yeah, it went something like, what, 45 years was it with those?
We went 45 years then from 61 to 2002 without winning a championship, even though we were in two finals in the 70s.
Yeah.
77, 78, We had a great team in the 70s.
What brought about that, Eamon? What happened? Was it immigration? It wasn't, because the industrial estate had started then, hasn't it?
The industrial estate had started, the players were there, but just we weren't making the big breakthrough.
There
were Paddy Bonner, Kel O'Donnell, Shane Mulligan, Francie Kerr, God rest them, they all came through in the early 70s. And they were mixing in with the team that was there in the 60s. I thought we would have won a championship. In 73, we won the league. We won 16 games played, 16, won the 16, undefeated. And then we went on to win All-Irelands in the Gaeltacht in 75, 76. As I said, we contested two senior finals, 77, 78. So we were there during the 60s and 70s, but just we did not make
the
breakthrough.
The face of Donegal football changed, and the teams in the south and west of the county got strong.
The teams in the south west got strong, and then we sort of faded out of it. Then into the 80s, we went a few years without contesting senior championship. Then we came back in the 90s, and we were sort of cannon fodder for everybody. Everybody was beating us. Even though the state was there and plenty of players from Gador, then immigration started and people were leaving and boys went away to college and teams were breaking up. It was very hard to keep them together.
And of course, just go back to the 40s for a minute. The 40s was the golden era, wasn't it? What, six
40,
titles?
Six titles in the 40s, won four in a row.
Four in a row, yeah.
And then that a golden era in the 50s, they won three in a row in the 50s, so the four and the three was great years for Gador.
And just remind us of the great players of that time.
Oh, probably Jackie Fady Jorgen, the Kyles, Bernard and...
Yeah, and the late...
Paddy Kyle played for them.
Recently,
Hugh Big Sweeney from Gull Island, Mickey Rorty, there were players from Gull Island.
I was just looking at, was it 41 or 45 team during the week with Father Sean's Bible on Donegal Championships. It's a great book if you can get it. The story of Donegal Senior Football Championships, 1991 to 2001. You better start updating Father Sean. But there was a team in the 40s, there was five Gull Island men on it, was there?
As far as I know, there was, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a Hughie Sweeney, Rorty, Dan McGinley, Mickey Rorty. I take some of them. I can't remember them all, but there were Gull Island men on the team.
And I was just reading as well that book, that 41 final was between Glenties and Gwydor was actually in Dunlow. And there was a huge crowd at it. The gate was £50 or something, I think.
That's, oh, well, that would have been a lot of money that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's true or not, but they said there's a fellow from Gidor who used to go to the matches with a £20 note so that there's no change you get in for nothing. So you tell him to carry on.
But that's
true or not, that's what they say anyway.
Aye, aye, aye. But and Daniel, as you said, 65, and then you no more than Gidor, you didn't make the breakthrough again until what?
2005. Yeah. 40 years. It was a long, long, long time. We had one intermediate. We had we were like aiming, the team just was, the players were there, but they weren't producing anything. Mm. Then all of a sudden, this all stemmed from an under 12 team that had won a championship. The likes of Brian McDyer, Wade, and all that credit.
Wade
and all that credit. And then they got minor then. And
no, they won something like 4 or 5 under 21s, didn't they?
They were all. Yeah. And that 2005 team was a very young team. If you'd taken the likes of Paddy Campbell and John Gilday out of it, you know,
I remember Jim McGuinness saying at the time in 2005 that he felt that possibly, you know, that it had come in a year too early, that team.
Actually, he played a cameo role that day. He won in the final.
Yeah, and of course, he had been coaching the team as well. That was the start of it.
Coaching the team, yeah.
You know,
it was after that then. Most of those young lads went on a campaign of under 21 ones, and they contested 8 finals in a row, you know, so was...
Tell me, fed on stories about great teams of that era, what were the great teams? Gidor obviously was one of them. Prior to you, you know, when you were growing up and you heard...
Well, I actually, Eamon and I were chatting about it out there. I was at that final as well that Eamon refers to. I remember...
61,
Jimmy Dinney took me to first ever game of man in Gidor. I was schooled down in Gidor for a year. And now I remember meeting later on the likes of Barney Coyle and Huey Bug, you know. And I mean, they were renowned players. And I mean, it kind of, the mind boggles that Gidor didn't have more championship.
And did you play much against them yourself? The 20s in your time, play much against them?
A lot. Yeah, I did, Tom.
Yeah.
Aye, and I don't have some very good memories out of it.
Tell us more.
I remember that.
And of course you played with the county, didn't you?
Yeah.
And who were the great players in Glenties that time, in your time growing up? Or?
As a young lad growing up? I mean, you admired the like Frankie Campbell, Leo McAloon. They would have been a bit older than me. Terence Craig, all those guys. They were good. You know,
and the funny, your soccer wasn't big, was it? No, it wasn't. It wasn't the
not at all. No. Soccer would have been unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember one time I was actually playing with Donegal at the time, and Cagey asked me to go to play a match.
Cagey Rovers.
Somebody asked me when Cagey they were going up to play a tournament in Killybegs. I was nearly ostracised, including my late mother.
Right.
You know, that's the way you just. You were talking.
Imagine Maya, if you had gone, you could have ended up in Glasgow.
I don't think so. Maya was chatting about the community spirit, like the community. You know, it was your community, and like
that's why there's such great pride now, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, and parishes like ours, the GA is the focal point, you know, and we're the longest probably existing organisation outside maybe the Catholic Church, and the parish.
And everybody, young and old, everybody's interested.
I mean, okay, it wanes, Tom, you know, it's up and down, and especially at times like this, you know, you'll be feeling the same in Gidor, you'll see the same in Gidor now. I mean, the interest in it is, it's quite low-key, but it's there.
Yeah.
And people are wishing you well and everything else, and, I mean... The thing is, now you meet somebody in the street, you're for the game on Sunday, you know, that's the kind of, it is about the game on Sunday.
That's the voice of Daniel McGeehan, former Donegal player, former chairman with Niamh Connell of Glenties, and also a former Niamh Connell player of note, goalkeeper with Donegal for a number of years, was on the first team to win in Ulster, wasn't you, 72, and made the big breakthrough in Ulster as well. So we're obviously discussing Donegal Senior Championship Final meeting of Gidor and Niamh Connell, which is on Sunday. Sunday in McCool Park in Ballybuffet, 4 o'clock throw-in for that one. And Guidor, Eamon, going for a record 15.
A record 15, hopefully.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I mean, no disrespect to Glenties.
Yeah, going out on top. You're currently joint top of St Johnson's Unions,
yes, on 14, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, John Harnell claimed to have 15 as well, but...
And Guidor always dispute that one. I think it was Aaron's Hope or something. I wonder if it's in 1926 or something in the town.
Yeah, well, in 1997, was it, against St June, against Aeroa Ballyshannon as well. That's it. You can text us, of course, as always, on 086 60 25000. All the very best to Mervyn O'Donnell and his team on Sunday. Can't believe St Michael's man is supporting Guidor from Eunan Doherty in Yonkers, New York. Good night to Eunan. How are you? Former Donegal goalkeeper, underage minor as well, and former greatest final of all time. We'll go to the wire. Don't write Glenties off. Michael Glenfinn. Tom, enjoying the show. I guess that's Michael the postman, I'd say. Funny enough, we might get a forecast from him later on as well for hot weather conditions. I think Jimmy, we can, 1 minute to go to an ad break, Jimmy is telling me. Jimmy Stafford on sound here, keeping an eye on things tonight. Plenty of flags up, plenty of work, I suppose, for officials as well this time of the year and at this time, you know.
Absolutely. Well, there's always work for the officials, don't you know? But at the end of the day, the focus, you know, certainly for the last month or so, has been very much on the team and the background staff under, indeed, Mervyn O'Donnell, as somebody just texted in there. But and I'm sure they're the ones that are really sort of having the sleepless nights at the moment, and it's not so much us. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a county board competition. It's their game, and they're probably, you know, they're doing most of the organisation or whatever. So other than that, no, we're just waiting and hoping, and say the hard work will probably start on Sunday night.
Yeah. You hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eamon, obviously, you know, you've been around, you've seen county finals, but you know, it's been 12 years at the same time, and things have probably changed,
and that team that stayed at the moment, a good, strong team. They came up through the ranks, as Maya said. They won two county under 21s and Ulster under 21. And they're very similar. They're two very similar teams, Glenties and Guidor, going toe-to-toe on Sunday. It'd be a brave man that would put a fiver either way on either one of them.
Yeah, Martin Shankey, I think, has a couple of fivers on That's it. We must go for a short commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue discussing Sunday's Donegal Senior Championship Final with Moyer Graham and Eamon McBride of Guidor, and Daniel McGeehan and Martin Shankey Smith of Neve Connell. Of course, we'll be joined by Michael McMullen of the Derry Post shortly as well, because the Derry Showcase Final is on Sunday. Lavi are back again in another final after a fight a few years, and they are facing Coleraine. Owen Rose of Coleraine in that Derry final. It's on Sunday. Pity they're all out around the one time, 3:30 in Celtic Park. And of course, after the 9 o'clock news, we'll be joined by Alan Rogers of the Ulster Herald on that Tyrone Showcase final, which is on Sunday as well. St Mary's Killyclare against Nafina of Cull Island. And we have Paul McGovern still to come as well. He's a PRO for St Junan's, of course, facing Neve Connell in that Donegal Senior Reserve Championship final, the curtain raiser, on Sunday in McCool Park. And we have Christy Gillespie from Kilcar to join as well.
The GAA programme is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Fodger, Ashka, Gian Clore, coming to class game, a shock to the show, an extended Donegal GAA programme this weekend. Of course, it's county final weekend here in Donegal. It's Guidor and Neve Connell in a much eagerly anticipated Donegal Senior Championship final. And, well, we're all looking forward to that. I have in studio with me Martin Shankey Smith and Daniel McGeehan from Neve Connell, and Moyo Graham and Eamon McBride from Guidor. We'll be returning to those in a moment, but it's the big showcase final in Derry this weekend as well. Lavi back in the final. I'm not sure how many years since they've been there, but maybe one man can tell us who is joining us on the phone now. Is sports editor with the Derry County Post, Michael McMullen. Michael, good night to you. Is it a final pairing, Lavi and Owen Rose Coleraine, that most people were predicting?
It wasn't really, to be honest. It's quite novel. The last 7 years has been either Slaney or Ballinderry, so it's a change. Lavie's first final in 20 years. They're going for their first title since 1983. And Coleraine won the championship in 2010, and they're going for their second title. So probably a breath of fresh air through the championship in Derry this year. And at the start of the year, as you said, probably nobody expected this one. So it'll be interesting.
Tell me about Lavie, Seamus Downey and John Brennan.
Yeah, joint management. Seamus was in charge last year, and he's brought his uncle John in with him. A man steeped in championship tradition across Carrigan, Slatneil, Loop, Carrickmore, and Lavie itself. And Seamus would have been very much behind Lavie's new underage drive. In particular, I interviewed a guy there during the week, Conor Mulholland, who's full back. And as it turns out, Seamus would have coached him since he was 6 years of age, up through the ranks. So now Lavie, here they are, possibly in the final a couple of years earlier than they might have imagined, but deservedly so. And I went down to Lavie during the week to do the previews, and there's an amazing excitement around painted cars and flags and people talking about, you know, the final. And I actually interviewed two guys who played away back in the day in the 90s, and you could even sense their excitement. Brian and Anthony Scullion, you know, and they just love talking about their day. And I suppose Anthony was the last man to lift the John McLaughlin Cup, and he said to me, you know, he'd be happy enough to surrender that one for somebody else to come and take it off him, you know. So there's real excitement there.
And tell me, I know time is pretty short, Mike, and I'm sorry about this, but we have a busy program tonight. Talk to me about Coleraine. What, 5 McGoldricks, is it?
Yeah, They're up front, you have their two inside forwards, Kieran and Colin. You have Sean Leo. You've Liam at the back. Tremendous family. A cousin, full cousin of Niall Hawley. Sean, the manager, joint manager with Sean McLaughlin, since 2002, he's been involved. You know, and nowadays with club management, that's unheard of. I said to him, how do you keep the enthusiasm or whatever, and he says he just loves it, you know, he just loves being involved. So it's an interesting pairing along the line, you know, experience on both sides.
Michael, unfortunately we're going to have to leave it there. Look, we'll talk to you again more before the weekend, the Derry final on Sunday, but back in just a moment after the news.